And a rocky new year. Europe braces for a rough ride in 2012.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning and happy new year. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith in for Steve Chiatakis. 2012 is shaping up to be a rough year for the Eurozone. Most economists are predicting a recession for Europe. Marketplace's Stephen Beard joins us now from London to talk about this. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Stacey.
So, Stephen, a pretty gloomy start to 2012.
Yes, leaders usually like to bound into the new year, brimming over with confidence and optimism, but they're certainly not doing that this year. The German leader, for example, says Europe is facing its severest test in decades. But the gloom is sadly justified. Eurozone governments have between them to borrow more than $200 billion over the next 3 months. The euro itself is taking the heat. It's just ended its second consecutive annual decline against the dollar, down 13% from its peak of 2 years ago.
Well, it can't be all gloom and doom, can it? Are there any glimmers of hope?
Well, how's this for a glimmer? The Italian Prime Minister says Italy has hauled itself back from the edge of the precipice. That's about the most upbeat thing he has to say. While the German leader, Angela Merkel, says Eurozone countries are growing closer because of the crisis. But Andrew Hilton of the CSFI think tank sees little comfort in that.
If indeed Merkel is right that the euro is helping the Europeans to grow together, I'm afraid that they're going to grow together as a low-growth economy rather than as a sort of high-growth economy that she would like and indeed that the world needs.
He says all the austerity in Europe is condemning the eurozone to a vicious downward spiral. Many economists now say that as the US recovers further this year, the eurozone could well slip back into recession.
Our own Stephen Beard in London. Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, Stacey.
Let's do the numbers. U.S. markets are closed today, but they ended 2011 on a down note. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 0.5%, ending at 12,217. That is still 5.5% higher than where it started the year. Manufacturing in the Eurozone fell for the fifth straight month. In spite of that, European markets are up this morning. Germany's DAX is up 2.8%. And apparently, a coupe full of bubbly is helping the bad economy go down for many of us. Champagne shipments in the U.S. were up 30% in 2011.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a program in which rates are determined by the driving habits of policyholders. Learn more at progressive.com. American Public Media announces the Splendid Tables new book, How to Eat Weekends, with dozens of new recipes, now available at bookstores nationwide.
If you like college football, today is your day. Six bowl games. These days, many colleges and universities are seeing budgets getting slashed. One school in Florence, Alabama, is hoping football will give its bottom line a bump. Alabama's Public Radio's Ryan Vasquez has more.
6 months ago, the University of North Alabama jumped up a level from Division II sports to Division I. Athletic Director Mark Linder says it's not just about bringing in more fans, but also new students.
We see this as a way for us to go get more customers. Because if we're going to stay stagnant, waiting for Montgomery to bail us out, we're not optimistic about that. So it's kind of like control your own destiny.
The school's publicity campaign is even called Destiny by Choice. Linder says the last 20 universities that made the transition to Division I grew by 11%.
Now, is athletics the only reason why these institutions grew? No, I'm sure there were some other fantastic things going on their campus, but it seems like athletics was a catalyst.
If the University of North Alabama grew by 11%, it would mean 800 more paying students. It could also mean big money to play football games against larger Division I schools like Auburn or Mississippi State. But you have to spend money to make money. And that worries students like Tony Amilan.
I mean, we're trying to go Division I with no money, so that's an issue. I mean, I think it's $4 million that we got to come up with.
Actually, it's $3.5 million. The students voted against the move to Division I because the university plans to raise the student fee by more than $200 a year. The school would also have to add two more sports to qualify for Division I. Ralph Alcalanu is the student government president.
We kind of were hearing all the different increases in fees that we're going to put in place. And, you know, students didn't really see the move to Division I as really worth the amount they were going to pay.
But this summer, the school's board voted 6-3 to take the leap to Division I. And the University of North Alabama expects to seize its destiny beginning in 2013. From Florence, Alabama, I'm Ryan Vasquez for Marketplace.
Just when you thought there was no more room for quality material on the newsstand, Reality Weekly is making its debut. The Gossip magazine is exclusively about reality television stars, and it's a relative bargain, just $1.79. Jennifer Collins has that story.
I'm not pointing any fingers, but nearly half the U.S. population admits to having watched reality TV. Like, for instance, the show that follows a certain family known for its unconditional love and affection.
No, you're talking about me already. You tried to slam the door in my face. No, I'm not.
Kim Kardashian is on the cover of the first issue of Reality Weekly. The magazine's editor, Richard Spencer, says publisher American Media is keeping costs low, printing on thinner paper, for example.
I don't know if reality fans are going to take the magazine and save every issue after they read it. So we created a package priced for them.
And at $1.79, who can resist a little gossip about Snooki or Kim or one of the Real Housewives? Tom Adams of the media research firm IHS Screen Digest says there's just one problem. Scripted TV has experienced something of a comeback, and reality TV is...
Well, it's fast as feet growth years, yeah.
Which may create even more demand for that Where Are They Now section in Reality Weekly. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, a New Year's resolution for the airline industry. Bear the fare. Well, it's more like the Department of Transportation's resolution for the airline industry. Starting later this month, when airlines advertise a fare, they'll have to include all of the fees and taxes. Those can tack as much as 20% onto the final ticket price. That will not include fees for baggage, extra legroom, or the food and drink you might need to get you through the flight. If you have any thoughts this new year, we would love to hear them. No fee required. Send us an email, letters@marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Politically speaking, we all know the Iowa caucuses are a big deal. But economically speaking, they're also a big deal for Iowa.
This is a huge spot for people who are coming in not only to cover the caucuses, the press, but also stargazers. They know that Centro is one of the top places to see folks.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. The trickle-down effects next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.